From Amarillo and the Texas Wheat Producers Association to the Texas Corn Producers in Lubbock, from the Texas Pecan Growers in Bryan to the Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers in Fort Worth. No matter where you're listening or what you're growing, you're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. Now, I admit there's a good chance that you, dear listener, are not a member of any of the above associations and that you're not growing anything, barring maybe some flowers or herbs. But agriculture remains big business in Texas, and a lot of Texans today will be paying close attention to the words and tone of President Trump as he addresses farmers and ranchers at the American Farm Bureau's convention today in Nashville. Texas is growing in population, and it's in large part the cities that are getting bigger. The state is less rural and more urban than it was 10 years ago. It's a trend that's been happening for a long time. But that's not to say rural issues are any less important. At least that's the message President Trump is aiming to send today. It's a message rural America has been grateful to hear the president push, and it's one reason many in rural areas helped push Trump to the White House. But what do Texans want to hear from the president now, especially on issues such as the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA? Joining us now is Luis Ribera, director of the Center for North American Studies at the Department of Agricultural Economics at Texas A&M University's AgriLife Extension Office. Professor Ribera, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Trump's address today is set to touch on a swath of issues facing rural farmers, but is it true that trade negotiations are still a top concern for those here in Texas?
Sure. I think that's on top of everybody's list, mainly because for U.S. farm income, about a third of U.S. farm income comes from agricultural exports. Mm. So our markets overseas are very important, especially now when we have low commodity prices. So they want to know, are we going to be able to keep those markets, especially the markets on the north and south of us with Canada and Mexico.
What do you think many Texas farmers are hoping to hear from the president about NAFTA negotiations?
Well, you see, this is a little bit tricky because for farmers or agricultural trade among a NAFTA partner, it's about 6 to 7% of the whole trade that we have. You know, so it's still a small component. It is important. There's no question about it. But the NAFTA negotiations are being dominated by non-ag issues, auto parts, pharmaceuticals, Buy American, et cetera, et cetera. I think the agricultural industry or the producers associations are doing a good job of stating their case. But you see, when you look at the main issues holding up NAFTA right now, they're not ag-related.
Mm-hmm. So President Trump is also going to highlight work today on his task force on agriculture and rural prosperity. What are some of the issues facing Texas farmers when it comes to economic prosperity?
I think the main issue is how are we going to be able to open up other markets overseas? Mm. We want to see those markets overseas to grow.
Are there markets in particular that the Texas ag industry has its eyes on?
Well, there's several. And one a big sign, of course, a positive sign, was China allowing beef imports from the U.S. That's, of course, is going to be very big for Texas. Vietnam is also a growing market for products. But when you look at Asia in general, there's always been a lot of people in Asia, you know, China and India. But the issue is there is that there's a lot of people, but they didn't have money to buy products, agricultural products. You know, now that they have grown and they have more money available to purchase not only grain-based products, but also more protein, like I said, you know, beef, poultry. That's a big positive impact. But also going looking south, Brazil is a really interesting market as well, huge growth potential, per capita income already over 11,000 per capita. So that is a very interesting market, and we don't send much stuff to Brazil.
Does the ag industry in Texas have confidence that President Trump's administration can make deals that will make markets like Brazil more accessible to Texas farmers?
I think so. It's really hard because this administration is I think is taking a different approach on these trade negotiations. Mm-hmm. They're moving away from multilateral trade negotiations, like, you know, pulling away from the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Right.
They want to do more bilateral. which again, you know, it makes sense in a way that we have about 25% of the world's economy, about 25% of the world's GDP is here in this country. Hmm. We have about 325 million people with money. So the way that this administration is using it, hey, you know, we're the largest economy in the world. We have a lot of people to purchase food. We only spend about 6.3% of our disposable income on food, which is the cheapest in the world. If you want our market, you know, we want to get the best deal that we can get out of you. Same thing with NAFTA, you know, I said, hey, you know, we're the largest one here. You want our market, give us the best deal that you can. I believe that they're trying to get the best deal that that we can get for our farmers.
Luis Ribera is the director of the Center for North American Studies at the Department of Agricultural Economics at Texas A&M University's AgriLife Extension. Professor Ribera, thanks again.
Sure, thank you.